You know, Missouri, happy Valentine's Day to you, by the way. Missouri, it's been so long since they've won a game. Dave Hart's probably paid five lawsuits since then. With the gals nipping at his heels. I'm going to tell you something. That right there, that was garbage. Missouri beats our Volunteers 75-64 today. That Missouri team right there that we just saw, that's the 93-94 Tennessee Volunteers. As I welcome you to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Why we do this after games, I'm not quite sure. But I'm sure it's been fun. Now we're doing it just to say we're doing it. That Missouri team, that is the sorriest excuse for an SEC basketball team maybe that I've ever seen. We just lost by 11 points to them. Since they last won a game, I think we've settled three lawsuits. I think Dave Hart has paid well over $1 million. Of course, he's got a level of knowledge that you and I don't have. We can only hope to attain the level of greatness. There might have been 300 people there today. What the hell is that? Bert Bertelkamp just said on your Vol Network, because I wanted to listen to Bert there at the end, because I knew he was going to flip his wig. He doesn't care. He tells the truth. He said they were outplayed, outcoached, and outworked today. What is that? You've got a chance to win a game on the road. Have we arrived? Am I missing something? How dispassionate does our bench look? What is Rick Barnes doing? That team turned the ball over. Look at the turn. 17 times. We didn't pressure them at all. They can't handle a ball. They couldn't handle. Make them play faster. Do something. What the hell was that? Why bother? Why take your... Why spend the gas to go there? Why fly there, Al Gore? Your carbon footprint. Why? Why bother? Somebody talk to me. Tell me why we bother with that. I'd like somebody to tell me why. Why bother? What was that? What did I just witness? We just lost the 93-94 Tennessee Volunteers. Is somebody going to wake Rick Barnes up on the side and let him know the game's over? What was that? What was that? Hey, and people on the Periscope and on the Twitter are cracking on Cal for getting thrown out today. At least he has a pulse! At least he has a pulse! At least he has a pulse! Sheesh. Missouri's athletic program is a dumpster fire. They are terrible. Terrible. Tindall called that, by the way, on our TV show the other night. And me and Hatfield just kind of looked at him. And by the way, I was asking today, if Kansas and Oklahoma are prime rib, and they are the prime cut, what was Tennessee-Missouri today? Here are some of the replies I got, and then I'm bringing Keith Hatfield in here. Because I can't pick one. This is like trying to pick out your favorite kid. These are all excellent. I asked that today on Twitter, and I even had Missouri people piling on and pounding that game today. Leftover Gristle, Southern Missouri said, The leftovers after the wait staff gets done eating. Those leftovers. The stuff that's like 9 hours old. Cafeteria mystery meat. Souse meat and crackers. Spam hash. Expired Slim Jim. Out-of-date Slim Jim. Vienna sausages. Here's a good one. The charcoal. That game was like eating charcoal. After watching that Kansas-Oklahoma game, I'm sorry, I was double-dipping. Do tell. And I'm not the only one. I guarantee you Hatfield was double-dipping. That was incredible basketball. What we just watched, I don't even know if you'd call that college basketball. Keith, did they charge people to go to that game?
I assume they did, but anybody who paid for it should immediately sue whoever sold them their tickets.
Rayman noodles with extra MSG is what we just witnessed. Remember how crazy back in the day when they got out of control with the MSG, how crazy that stuff used to make you feel? You'd walk around like, oh man, like, you know, you zonked out of your mind. That's what today's game did. Spam a la mode, a McRib sandwich, fried bologna.
Who's ripping fried bologna?
I love fried bologna. Bologna and cheese in the oven, brother. I'm going back again and again and again. Burnt cheap hot dogs. Well done prime rib, Chris White said. Dog food. Alpo. Wish sandwich. What's a wish sandwich? Do you know what that is, Hatfield?
I have no idea.
Potted meat. That is disgusting. All right, brother, let's talk about it. John Pelfrey or the game we just witnessed, what was worse?
Oh, I thought Sean Casey's officiating was probably the highlight of the fecal blizzard.
Wow.
And again, I mean, that's to be expected. I mean, why in the hell would the SEC send competent officials to do that game?
Tennessee has now lost to TCU and Missouri in the same season. That's quite the accomplishment.
Hey, if they played at insert terrible low major of your choice, if they played at Fordham, they'd get beat.
Why?
Because they can't play on the road.
So what's going to happen when we go to Kentucky this week?
They'll get beat 40 Thursday night. That would be my assumption. Well, I mean, it's a simple equation in college basketball. Defense and rebounding travel, and this team can't do either of those two things.
Why don't we pressure them today? They're turning the ball over in the open court. They can't handle the basketball. Why don't we just pressure them a little bit?
Rob, you're going to cut those guys loose and expect effort out of the Armani Moores and the Derek Reeses of the world? I'm just glad we only got 7 more games of this senior class. That's the main thing I'm happy about.
I don't sense a lot of buy-in there. And I don't sense a lot. I'm looking at Hubs' body language. He's not having that peak. And by the way, it's your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. We were today going to do this today as a listener watch party. We were going to have a listener watch party for this game. We could not find a venue small enough to host our event. So I'm sad to say, we couldn't find a venue to host the event, therefore we just couldn't do it. And I'm sorry, we couldn't accommodate you. We couldn't accommodate the few, the proud, that wanted to be at today's listener watch party, and I'm very sorry, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. When we start looking at the body language on my man Hubs, and I'm looking at him over there on the bench, and his team's down 4, there's a timeout. He looked like, Keith, when they showed him, like he was ready to fall asleep. Do we have any life? Where's the life in our basketball team?
It certainly wasn't on the floor today. And then, I mean, today's on everybody. I mean, they weren't prepared to play. You had some guys out there. I mean, yeah, he made a couple of shots, but Devin Baldwin played one of the stupidest floor games I've ever seen a guy play. I mean, he was atrocious. Armani Moore might as well have stayed in Knoxville. For some reason, Derek Reese was on the floor. And at this point, I'm not even going to bang on him anymore. I'm going to bang on the coaching staff for even letting him dress out. The fact he's even still got a uniform is an embarrassment to the basketball program. He should be so far buried on the bench. He should be like helping Kessling carry in game notes and stuff. Should be the only role he plays with this basketball program now.
And that's the way you do that. You say, "Hey, son, it was a lot of fun. Somebody here on the Twitter says, well, at least he hustles. At least Derek, and Derek Reese does try. He does play hard. He at least tries.
Did you get the James Harrison thing I sent you last night? This is a participation trophy. I can go get five fat asses from the intramurals over there to go out there and play hard. Who cares?
I went to Bradley's Chocolate today and got Mrs. B some chocolate covered strawberries. And I got back this afternoon and Rick Barnes dropped me some chocolate covered turds today. What was that? And John Pelfrey today, does he make a cogent point? Is he living on our planet? And the officiating today, what do you call that? The level of play in our league. And I know that's two bottom feeder teams. Sheesh, man.
It's two bottom feeder teams, but one of those two teams is beating Florida, Kentucky, and South Carolina.
Explain that to me.
I think unless Kentucky gets a favorable draw, I get a faint feeling it's going to be a very short stay in the NCAA tournament for the SEC, the way things are going.
He compared Balkman today to Ray Allen. He said that white guy from Missouri, who
the guy we turned into Dan Issel?
Roseburg. He compared him to a couple
Danny
of...
Curry and Christian Leitner.
Thank you! I'm like, what? What are you talking about? What is that? Those guys were like All-American players. This guy looks whiter than talc powder, and he can't play. And we're just dead to the world out there.
What I like about Pelfrey is it's amazing to me that he's actually a worse commentator than he was a coach.
Thank you. We went on the road today, got beat 11 by the worst team in the league, Keith, and we only turned the ball over 5 times. Would you please explain that to me? And I'm going to tell on myself. I missed, and I'm really sad to say this. TR is going to get mad at me. I missed the first 9 minutes of the game because I was finishing up a workout because I went out and got in West Knoxville traffic today shopping for the lovely Mrs. B. And I got to tell you, it was a nightmare. And I just made my day. It made me all late, kind of threw my dip. So I had to go get my workout in. And I went and I worked out. And I knew I was going to miss the first whatever. I get in the car. Kessling says, Missouri hasn't scored in 8.5 minutes, okay? So I'm sitting there in my mind going, oh, well, we're up 10. And he says, the Vols are down 6. And I'm going, what the hell? What? What did you just say? And Bert Bertekamp said, thank God they've got 6 turnovers or it'd really be a blowout. This is like 10 minutes into the game. It described to me what I missed there off the jump.
Oh, nothing. Missouri shooting a lot of layups. Missouri shooting a lot of layups and Tennessee bricking jump shots. I mean, this team on the road, it's pretty much a broken record. I mean, it's a sequel on the road every time. I mean, the only thing different today was they didn't run out and get a big lead early that they could blow.
Yeah, there was some blowing, but it was not a lead.
Well, I mean, at this point now, I don't think there's any doubt that the rest of the season, Kyle Alexander and Shimbari Phillips and Admiral Schofield all be playing 30 minutes a game.
Why wouldn't you do that? Turn the page.
Well, I think he's probably trying to at least grind out. I don't think this team is going to make the NIT even if they win today and finish with a winning record. I don't think they would have merited a bid anyways at 17-16 or whatever they would end up.
I don't know. They got a lot of pretty quality wins, and they played a very good non-conference schedule. In all fairness,
Well, they might have been able to, but I mean, they'd have been seated low. They'd have gone on the road somewhere, probably someplace like whoever doesn't make it out of the West Coast Conference. I mean, go to BYU, get your brains beat out, and the season's over. So
get that LSU game next Saturday, and we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons coming to town. Anything can happen.
Well, the problem is, though, they're not going to get back above 500 now because they're not winning any of the remaining road games.
To finish
above 500, they had to win today. In fact, I don't think they'll even be competitive in any of the remaining road games. I'll be surprised if they get beat less than 15 any of the three places.
865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. It's your smart way. Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. I was in the mood for melody and love was in the air, and I'm going to come later on the night on the app, and I'm going to light the candles in the Ray Mirror studio and play some jazz music for the lovers out there. And I want to feel the love. And I watched today a team from Kansas just refuse to lose. Just refuse to lose. And it's not even about talent. I mean, yeah, they've got a lot of talent. But they've won going on. They're tied with West Virginia, I believe. They're going to go on and maybe win 10 straight.
It'd be 12 straight.
I'm sorry. 12 straight conference tournaments. Or conference, whatever you call it. Championships.
Regular season championship.
They won today because they wanted it more. They went to Oklahoma and they wanted it more. That's why they won the game. I mean, it's pretty simple. They wanted it. We look like, Keith, why the hell bother? Honestly, why bother?
Oh, there's no defending the effort today. I mean, and everybody gets it. The coaching staff, the players, everybody gets it because that was lackluster across the board. I mean, there was nothing of any note.
Somebody says to me, why are you comparing Kansas and Tennessee? I'm saying you can suck and give me effort. You can be terrible and give me effort.
Hey,
look, I'm not a great guitar player. I'm going to play tonight here for people, and I'm going to give you effort. I'm going to do my damn best. Now, that might not be good enough, James Ingram. But the point is, today, you go out on that field, go out on that court, and you represent yourself, your family, all of us, and that's it? I mean, you look like that? And they pan Tennessee's bench, and those people look like they're ready to fall asleep. Why bother? Is my question.
Well, I mean, you're not always going to play well, but you can always play hard. And I don't think that happened at all today.
Burt blasted him at the end there. I mean,
they deserved it.
Holds barred.
That's one thing. For better or for worse, Barnes is usually a hypercritical. Barnes is not shy about blasting himself or his team or anybody else in the media. So I would say that I'll be interested to see the transcript of the post game at this. No, he'll probably not rip them too bad. He'll probably try to give Kim Anderson some credit because, I mean, obviously he's under fire. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll give all kinds of credit to Missouri where I'm not sure any's really merited. I didn't see that they really did anything today.
Back to the phones we go. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. Smart way.
Other than that, they did arrive at the arena, so.
We made
usually on the road. That's good enough to beat us. As long as the other team manages to walk across campus from their dorms or their apartments and get there, that's usually about all it takes.
I mean, we lost going away to that horrible Auburn team.
Oh yeah.
Back to the phones we go. That Alabama team at TCU. That Alabama loss might be the dumbest thing maybe I've ever witnessed in my life, aside from
the
Georgia,
the one down at Georgia wasn't exactly beautiful.
You talk about some fecal blizzards, brother. I mean, we're in the middle of storms. Let's go to the phones, and let's get the next call in here. Hello and welcome.
If you should stay, you'd only be in the way. So please go, but don't let the door hit you in the ass on your way. And I will always take you. Yes, I.
Sounds like you're kind of Valentine half
built. Always take you. White jumpsuit. Never.
No, not another chorus. No, not enough.
Better hires.
Thank you.
And I'm blaming you for the Lady Ball basketball mediocrity. And I hope Taylor runs out of black hair dye. But above all this, I wish you Alzheimer's and hemorrhoids.
You're on the opposite side from me on the Dave Hart issue, obviously.
Wow! Let's go to the phones. Get as many people in here as humanly possible. That's brutal right there. Brutal. I don't know what was worse, today's game or our first call today on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
What's that, Tony?
Hey, what's going on? Philadelphia, what's up, man?
What's going on? What's that, Keith?
Hey, Phil, you doing all right today?
Well, yeah. After watching that pile of slop, of course, that college just has probably worse than Tennessee basketball, man.
And that's saying something, Philly.
I know. It's pretty bad. Why do we just have to keep enduring this crummy crap? I mean, it's getting old, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the point. We deserve better as a fan base. We have a tremendous level of interest here in our hoops, and this is awful.
I mean, Missouri tried everything they could to give us the game today, and we couldn't even take advantage of it.
Philly, I like that little sequence they had there where we cut that lead to four, and they had that deal going where they kept dribbling the ball. Their point guard kept dribbling the ball off his off the midpoint of his thigh, two possessions in a row. How bad is it? How bad are they?
That's probably the worst team we've lost to all year. Probably them or TCU. That might be worse than TCU.
That might be the worst team. Keith, is that the worst team we've ever lost to in your lifetime?
No. Well, I mean, Houston's team lost to Western. Houston's last team lost to Western Carolina and Arkansas Little Rock. I mean, we've lost. I mean, DeVoe lost to Ohio Northern or somebody won. Or Georgia State back when they were telling me we've lost to some lousy teams, but conference wise, I mean, I think they're as bad as anybody in this league in a long time. I mean, they're right there with Houston's last team.
Yes.
Some of that stuff that Ed Murphy and those guys ran out there at Ole Miss. I mean, that's an atrocious, atrocious basketball team.
My point is, Phil, I put on Twitter today, and I don't think a lot of people understand it, but we lost today to the 93-94 Tennessee basketball Vols. We won five games that year.
They're more talented. That team's more talented than the Tennessee team. You represent more talented than that Missouri team.
That Roseburg guy, Phil.
Ed Gray's better than anybody out there.
Phil, when you let that Roseburg guy throw up a double-double on you and 21 points.
Yeah, he's horrible. I'm about over it. I can't take too much more of this. I mean, and then we're going, you know, the next year in football, it's going to be the same old slop over and over again. Can't win a big game, and then
you don't know that it's the breakthrough. We're going to break through, man.
We are.
Okay. Yes, we have to.
Well, for Dave Hart, he better hope he has to, because that guy's a clown. I mean, they're letting these feminists take over our athletic program now, lawsuits and everything else. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on the hill.
Well, Dave Hart's got a big target on his back, and that's the deal. And as long as he's there, they're going to keep getting sued, and they're going to keep having articles in the Tennessean, and they're going to keep having articles in USA Today,
and we'll keep getting paid
and the
off
Washington
too,
Post,
right?
And people are going to get paid off. Absolutely, yeah, people are going to get paid off. And this will not be, those will not be the last suits. There's just no way, because once somebody sees, because Keith, you're an attorney. Are they going to Tennessee, go to a court of law with that stuff?
Not if they're sane. I mean, you don't want your coaches and your administrators under oath, in depositions, and in a trial.
No way.
I mean, if there's any merit at all, I mean, unless, unless it's just completely frivolous, which, I mean, I find it hard to believe that it's completely that allegations of that nature are completely frivolous. You make it go away.
Guys, hear what that guy from Middle Tennessee, Clay Travis, said, that Tennessee's the second best basketball job in the SEC. That's better than the football job. What do y'all think about that?
I think it is.
I think it's a better job inside the league than the football job. I don't know if it's the second best, but it's right up there.
And it's easier to win. There's no question it's easier to win a championship in basketball than it is in football, because in basketball it's a couple players. In football, yeah. It's like turning around a ship at sea. It's nearly impossible.
It was amazing Clay Travis made the statement that it shows that Tennessee's a good job, that mediocre coaches like Jerry Green and Consell Martin were able to go to the Sweet 16.
Well, it's a pretty good point. I mean, it's really a pretty good point.
Keith, looking at the Tennessee next year, off his current roster, the only ones I'd like to keep is Shabari Phillips and Alexander. I mean, I don't know if Mostill's ever going to come through or not. I just run the rest of them off. I mean, what do you think?
You wouldn't run the freshman off, Philly.
No, he said he would.
I'll keep Shabari Phillips because he's tough and he's going to be a good player. And Kyle Alexander
and Schofield.
Weight room.
And you want Schofield?
Well, Schofield, I don't know. He played awful today. Of course, it's not always fouled. You don't have no big guy to go with him. So, I don't know. What do you think, Keith?
Oh, no, I think the key to next year, I mean, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine on the perimeters. I think you add Turner and the guys coming in with Phillips. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine on the perimeter. I mean, they've got to find somebody, be it Yurt 7 or somebody, or a senior transfer or somebody. They've got to find somebody to play inside with Kyle Alexander. Even if you want to look at it optimistically and assume that Alexander will make that freshman to sophomore jump that you hope he does, and he's a quality and becomes a quality inside player, I mean, you still got to have a second.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are they going to do? I mean, y'all know any ideas what they're looking for in the spring, or got any ideas who they're going to get? I heard some guy in Turkey, but, I mean, it sounds to me like an Enos Kanter won't be able to get admitted to NCAA unless Duke signs him.
Yeah, I think you're... I don't think Yurt 7 would be bothering to come over if they hadn't already figured that piece of it out. I don't think he would have turned down the contract he turned down from Fenerbahce if he wasn't more than a little confident he'll be eligible.
Maybe Adonis De La Rosa, Philly, who's a center. 6'11", 300 pounds.
Well, we need something over there, don't we? I mean, you can turn around quick in basketball, though, guys.
Absolutely.
I mean, all it takes is one recruit. I mean, and their guard play, I'll be better next year. But, I mean, heck, fire. You can't sign one post player for crap. I mean.
Especially when you had so much success at Texas.
Yeah, and he had a multitude of post players down
yes,
there.
Yes, that's my point.
And he don't recruit he's not recruiting Texas, which I don't understand. I mean, what's the deal on that?
He is off to a baffling, Keith doesn't like me saying this, he is off to a baffling start on the recruiting trail. And
who's
I'm,
baffled?
Huh?
Who's baffled?
I'm baffled. He is not involved with the type of athlete we were going to be told that he was going to be involved with. He's involved with Konzo Martin type athletes. That's not what we signed
Lord.
Up for.
Derek Reese is a four-star player. That's bull. That's utter bull.
Keith, tell me, now his buddies in one service have re-ranked a bunch of guys, and that's fine
that's
and well and
is.
Good. And that's fine and well and good. That's great. You're going to tell me with a straight face those guys are all four-star players?
The three that are ranked as four-star players? I don't have any problem with them being ranked as four-star players. If Robert Hubbs is a damn five-star player, those three guys are probably nine-star players.
That's a great point. What about Phil's point,
though? Yeah, and you're ranking guys that everybody's talking about. Well, Barnes isn't something he's highly ranked. Those are the guys who tried to tell us that Robert Hubbs is an NBA player.
Here's a great question for anybody that's loves Barnes. Why is his successor having so much success at Texas, and he got fired last year?
It's his players.
His record's not that much better than Texas's record was last year.
I think Barnes did have some injuries last year. I did watch him a little bit.
Yeah, he had Isaiah Taylor out half the season.
So he was victimized.
Well,
he'd run his course there.
I mean, I think we'll have a major upgrade in guard play, but at least we've got some, we can put Robert Hubbs on the bench next year. If he don't play good, put him on the bench. I mean, when he plays awful, he plays terrible. I mean,
I just don't see life and effort, Phil, but that's me.
Well, I agree with that. I mean...
And I don't see the guy getting his kids to play hard for him. I'm glad he changed Kevin Punter's shot. Today is unacceptable. And we've had several of those on the road this year against horrible competition.
Well,
they play hard against Kentucky. They play hard against South Carolina.
In their building. Yeah, in their own building, sure.
Are you talking about the road games, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's unacceptable.
And you know what mediocre teams generally do? They get their ass beat on the road. That's generally what mediocre teams do.
Not while not trying. I mean, at least make it look like you're trying. And call a damn timeout. And say, we didn't come here for this. I'm not accepting that. Coach. Coach.
How good is Turner? If we had Turner right now, though, we'd be on the NIT bubble. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, we'd have won a couple of the road games.
Yeah, I mean, all honesty, I mean, and
he's probably the second best player on that roster right now.
I like Punter's gassed right now.
Probably.
He's played too many minutes this year. Well, guys, it's been nice venting with you. I just...
The day of love, Phil.
Well, it's day of love. I'm going to go get drunk. See ya.
What? Wow.
I'm going to go have some beverages.
865. Speaking of beverages, Hatfield's appearance today is presented by
our friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
Where on Thursday night?
No, I'll be at the Crown and Goose Thursday night.
Oh, I'm sorry. And on Thursday night, tell us about that.
Well, we'll be at the Crown and Goose, watching the Tennessee-Kentucky game. Everybody come out. It should be, if nothing else, it'll be a spectacle.
Oh, it'll be a spectacle. It'll be a spectacle. Because you're playing like a laid-back agent on here right now, but you're not laid-back during the games.
No, not generally not. But granted, I won't be over the top angry Thursday, because I'm pretty confident I know what's coming Thursday.
Professor Tanay's line in that one. What's the line going to be in that game?
15-ish, probably.
We were a three-point favorite today, yes?
I think that's what I saw. That's what I saw. That's what it was this morning. Now, what it went off at, I don't know. It was 3 about noon.
So I have a degenerate gambling friend, okay? He calls me up all mad at halftime. What are they doing to me? I said, who are they, and what are they doing to you? He said, the Vols. I said, you are betting on the basketball Vols on the road as a favorite? Yes. I said... It might be intervention time for you. Can you imagine taking a dollar and betting it on the basketball team, Keith, on the road?
Oh, no. No, this team is... Well, I mean, you don't see teams in major conferences go winless or finish with only one win very often, so you had to figure Missouri was going to get another one in there, and we're as good a candidate as anybody.
That's what you and Tyndall were both saying the other night. Smartway, furniture, appliances, electronics, computers... Tablets, tires, phones, you name it, and great brand names, too, like Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. 8416 Kingston Pike. Again, SmartWay, 8416 Kingston Pike. And you will check them out, and you'll be glad that you did. Also, they are online at gosmartway.net if you want to see more about what SmartWay does. I'm going to go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. As Tennessee loses today to Missouri somehow, and I'm borderline losing my mind. And Keith, I don't mean to be confrontational, but I just get...
You want a circus clown for a basketball coach. Admit it, Tony.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
What is up, guys? This is Steven Jackson.
Hey, Jax.
How you guys doing today?
Been better, been worse. It's a season of love, brother.
I mean...
Sports.
Okay.
Don't be idiotic, okay?
All right, I apologize, Tony.
That's
we're
stupid.
Just not very good.
That's stupid.
I don't have anything else to say, Tony.
Thank you. We are not very good. Well, that was a quick phone call. Hatfield, your thoughts?
Succinct.
865-200-5402, a line available for you if you want to get in with us. Or lines available, as it were, if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us today. On your Smartway Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime, you heard Keith say he's going to have a listener watch party Thursday night. Where's that going to be, Keith?
Fountain Goose, down in the old city, Tony, where we did the Missouri game a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and we win that game, or what happened?
We lost that game. That was one of the myriad of, we let one get away afternoons for Konzo.
Konzo's pretty good on the road, though, with his team this year.
I'm going to be interested to see what the committee does with them.
I know.
Because they're going to end up having beaten a bunch of good teams, but none of them will they have beaten outside of Berkeley, it looks like.
I like the committee and the whole Regal thing and the way they're saying right now that Syracuse is going to be treated as if Jim Boeheim was never suspended. They're only going to hold against them what happens with Jim Boeheim on the bench.
I'm not really sure how that works. That makes no sense to me. So you get suspended for breaking rules,
but you suffer
no real penalty.
That's right, because we only judge you by the games you coach. Therefore, the games when you didn't coach really didn't count against your resume. So what is the punishment for me cheating when I'm a Regal coach? What is the punishment for getting caught? I had a 10-game suspension. It won't even cost my team an NCAA tournament because now the precedent is, and this is what they're saying. They're openly saying this. They're not going to punish them for the games that Boeheim was suspended. So they're only going to take into account the games where he coached. Keith, does that make a modicum of sense?
No. I mean, it would be different if he had become ill and missed some games or something. That's a different story. But
yes.
When you're the author of your own demise in that situation, when you didn't coach those 9 games because you were suspended for breaking NCAA rules.
And how about this? You knew you were going to be suspended. It wasn't just like, you're suspended. You prepared your team. You were preparing your team. He was still coaching them, right, during the suspension?
No, he was away. I mean, he was totally away.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When Pearl got suspended, did he have to go away from the team, or was he still in practice? How did that work?
I think he was still around. If you remember, he got to come back and coach the UConn game. It was just because it was just an SEC suspension. That was a Max Platt deal. So, I mean, he came back. He coached the UConn game in the middle of that suspension.
Wow. It was such a circus. As I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, portions of the fun, frivolity, wit, wisdom, anger, frustration, angst, and really horrible display by me today, presented by our friends at your Garza Law Firm. Got a 24/7 line for you, 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300. Lock it in your phone. 865-540-8300. Before you say guilty, you will say Garza. Online, tncriminallaw.com. 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402 is our number. Again, 865-200-5402. As we look at this Tennessee game today as a wasted opportunity, the Vols have a 1-1 week. Could have been 2-0. We knew they were going to have to do something today different on the road. Keith, what was our one road win? Why is that eluding me?
Mississippi State.
Thank you. And that was another. The bottom of this league is like, wow. Wow. I mean, those SEC network numbers, for those garden variety lower, like today's game? What kind of number? You think family and friends were looking at that?
Well, I mean, here's my question. Why in the hell would anybody tune in to Vanderbilt Auburn tonight?
That's my point. That is my point. And there are a bunch of them in this league. A bunch.
Oh, you get past the top four or five teams in the league. I don't know. I mean, unless you're a fan of the school or you've got some sort of job duty where you have to watch it, I don't know why the hell anybody watches anybody in this league.
Or you're like my buddy who's a degenerate gambler. In fact, he asked me about that game earlier. I said, you're gambling on that? Vanderbilt and Auburn? You watched Auburn play? He goes, what do you think the first half? He goes, you think I ought to take one, and a first half line at that? I'm like, dude, are you kidding? I mean, we'll come over right now and we'll do an intervention. I mean, seriously, we'll do an intervention. And he's listening right now. Keith, what would you say to somebody that's gambling on the first half of Auburn and Vanderbilt tonight?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be betting on Auburn for anything right now.
Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Alabama and Florida just underway. Pair of 14-win teams. Tennessee.
Maybe Johnson's done a nice job with that team.
He really has. From where they've come to where they are. Let's go to the phones and get our next call in. And hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony B. This is Westchester. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Welcome in.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you. One, we're just terrible. But let me ask you this. How many and who from the SEC is getting in the NCAA tournament? Obviously, we're out at this point. And then the follow-up to that, which is not related, but the other question I have, and I'm not going to hang up and listen. I want to talk to you about it, is what do you or Keith have for me positive about going into next season as far as recruiting or the complete lack of in-game coaching? I mean, just what do you have for me to look forward to? And like I said first, who's going to the tournament from the conference this year?
All right, let's peel it back, Keith, and stay right there. We'll talk. Keith, let's go back here. NCAA tournament teams, how many we gotten?
Kentucky, South Carolina, LSU, Texas A&M.
I think that's it.
Yeah, solid four.
Yeah, somebody out of that gaggle of teams with 14. Florida will get in, that's five. Florida's got plenty of good wins. Florida will get in, and I wouldn't be stunned if one of those gaggle of teams with around 14 wins, like Alabama or Ole Miss or one of them, caught
incredible
a little fire down the stretch and might be able to sneak into the back of the field. But
it would be
safely
not winning the tournament.
Well, no, you got to understand something, Westchester. Against other years, that's the case. The back end of the bubble this year is going to be atrociously soft. And you will see teams get in that you're just going to go, man, why couldn't it have been that soft in Konzo Martin's second year? Trust me.
Either that or the committee's going to finally do what they've been threatening to do for years and reward low majors that win their league in the regular season. Which this would be the year to do it.
That's about
time. This would be the year that if they don't win their conference tournament, for example, a Monmouth should get in.
Yeah, you throw up a 26-2 or whatever in the regular season and you hiccup in your conference tournament. And you know what? Those teams have performed okay when given an opportunity. Now, I know they say you can't judge it on the past, but those teams have held their own, teams out of those one-bid leagues.
Yeah, I don't see. Put it this way, I'd rather see Monmouth or Stephen F. Austin or one of those teams or Grand Canyon or somebody like that in the NCAA tournament than some 18-14 team out of the ACC.
Hope for next year, Westchester. I do think, the chiding of Keith aside, I do think that the recruiting class is going to have contributors in it. There's still going to be a real hole up front with this basketball team unless somebody takes a huge step over the summer. The backcourt will be much better. It is a backcourt game anymore across college basketball. So I do believe that's all going to be better. And so next year's team will be, I think better than this one, but they're going to have to play hard. I mean, at some point, this guy's got to get his team to play hard. That's the deal. I mean, you just got to play harder than people. When you don't have as much talent or you're equal in talent, you've got to play hard.
Well, that's kind of what I've been saying all season. I believe that Barnes, I mean, maybe I'm dead wrong, and maybe I'm way off, and I hope I do. I just think that he's kind of written this year off, and he wants his kids to come in here that he can coach and he can get to play his system. I think he believes that these kids don't buy into him, so he's not going to put the effort in because, you know, he has the track record that it doesn't really matter if he loses this year.
No.
He doesn't have to do it.
Is there a chance, Keith, that's true?
Yes.
I don't think he's tanking the season. I think it's just that, look, Devin Bachman's a knucklehead. Derek Reese can't play dead. I mean, you've got a bunch of guys. I mean, this senior class, I mean, outside of Kevin Punter, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for the whole damn lot of it.
No, Keith, I didn't say tanking. My point is that he knows he can't turn it around, and he doesn't have to win this first year because of his record, and he's too old, and he's been in this too long to really care that much about one season. Because these aren't his kids. They're not going to do what he wants to do, and he wants his kids in here.
Well, I don't know, because I don't think he comes out in the preseason as he did and says that I've made the NCAA tournament with less talent than this. If he's assuming that it's just going to be a train wreck.
That is a good point.
I don't think he did the
anti-Butch Jones. I mean, he did the exact opposite. I mean, he didn't hear about year zero and all that nonsense. I mean, he came in saying, I've made the NCAA tournament with less talent than this.
Granted, now he's not making the NIT tournament with this talent, so.
Oh, no. This is not a good basketball team. And I put it this way, I'm not as big a Coach Barnes fan as I appear to be simply because I'm just not as negative as Tony is. But I remember his teams at Providence and at Clemson and at Texas. I don't know when in hell he ever made the NCAA tournament with less talent than this. I don't know many people that have ever made the NCAA tournament with less talent than this.
I'm not negative, Barnes. I'm kind of giving him a pass. You listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying I just don't believe that this. I don't think it's fair to judge him on this year, and I think he'll be okay if he gets his players in here. But I mean, I'm tired of not having a point guard here. I mean, we haven't had a point guard here since, Lofton?
C.J. Watson. I mean, as a true point guard since C.J. Watson.
And, I mean, that was freaking Jerry Green. So if Jerry Green can bring a point guard in here, who can't, right?
No, that was Buzz. Buzz brought
that
Buzz.
But it all does
run together. Because you'll remember, somebody just said dumbass is Bobby Mays. I'm sorry, Bobby Mays.
Bobby Mays was a converted shooting guard.
Yeah, he wasn't a... Not
why don't throw Melvin Goins out there, too?
Yeah, he wasn't a... Not
whoever wants to talk about Bobby Mays can say it to my face, and we can talk about it outside.
And he's a nice player.
And he's a great guy.
And a great guy. I love Bobby Mays.
Mays wasn't a point guard.
It wasn't his deal, right. But he did a nice job.
He had
job.
A play point guard here.
Yeah, he wasn't a what you'd call a natural... he had to play point guard here. Thanks, man. Good phone call.
Thanks, guys.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us. It is going to be interesting, the bottom of some of these leagues, Keith. And I'll tell you what's going to be really interesting is how they're going to deal with the Big 12. How many of those teams are going to get in from that league? Because that league is nasty great. And how high are the seeds going to be? Because when I watch their game, they're playing a different game than most other leagues.
I think they'll get six in. I think the bottom four, I guess if Texas Tech could string together two or three upsets, they'd have a shot to get in. But I think it's pretty much set that the top six will get in and the bottom four don't have much of a chance. I mean, the league that's going to be hard to figure is going to be the ACC. I mean, even with Louisville taking themselves out, I mean, they're going to get 7-8 teams in.
Are they overrated?
No, I think it's like that year the Big East got, what was it, nine?
Nine.
I mean, it's not that, it doesn't necessarily mean, just because their teams don't advance when they get in the tournament, people always say, well, they were overrated. Well, if a bunch of your teams are the 33rd through 64th best teams, you're going to get beat in the first or second round. That's where they should be. Doesn't mean they shouldn't have been in the tournament. It just means that that's what they were. I mean, I don't think, other than maybe Carolina, and maybe Carolina and Virginia. I don't see anybody in the ACC going deep into the tournament.
And now that Duke is right of the ship, I think, at least a little bit anyway, I think Coach K's back's starting to feel a little better, and he's digesting his food better. So that's positive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always glad to see Duke basketball get back to good health.
Best team, four best teams, the four number ones right now in your book are, who will they be?
Kansas, Oklahoma. When it's all said and done,
yeah.
I think Maryland will be one of them. Villanova, because I mean Villanova's not going to lose many games. I think that's your four. When it's all said and done, I mean, you've got some teams that could play into the spot I put Maryland in, but
it's pretty incredible. I mean, it's really going to be this year's tournament is really going to be. You can just see it coming from a mile away.
Oh no, this is going to be. Well, Jeff Goodman was on the show Friday, and he said, look at this one. I agreed with him wholeheartedly. There's not a team in college basketball looking at right now and say, that team's going to go win six games in a row against good competition.
Agreed.
But somebody's going to.
Somebody has to.
Yes, yeah. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to win it.
It's going to be a free-for-all.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if you look up in the Sweet 16, there are a bunch of teams that people were shocked that they were even in the tournament or in the Sweet 16. Because there's just really no separation. Last year I thought Kentucky, Duke, and Wisconsin were all significantly better than everybody else. And I put Notre Dame last year in that class. But I thought those four teams were significantly better than everybody else.
People can laugh at this. Konzo Martin's team gets in, and they give that ball to Jaylen Brown.
Oh, they'll have a shot.
They're going to have a chance against everybody they play.
No, they can beat anybody.
They're loaded.
They've got enough personnel. They're not going to be. They get Tyrone Wallace back. I mean, they'll not be short stacked on talent. They won't play anybody that they just can't physically play with.
How he has them at 500 in that league with that basketball team they have. Here's the thing. I'm not knocking him because he went and got that talent and he's learned how to recruit since being here. Going against the big boys, obviously.
Well, he went and hired guys who know how to recruit. I don't know that Konzo's made any grand jump in his ability to recruit. He just went and got guys who know how to recruit and got rid of that bunch of stiffs he had on the staff here.
Go back to our phones. That Williams guy that was on his staff here, the...
Kent Williams, serial killer eyes?
Where'd he go? Do you have any idea where he ended up?
I'm not sure where Kent Williams is at now.
I think he's working on a hit somewhere. Suburban New York.
No, what? I'm not exactly.
Up there in Action Jackson Country.
I'm not sure exactly what Kent Williams is doing right now.
Scare next call in.
Probably scaring the hell out of small children if they see him. I'm sure of that.
Keith will be glued tonight to the action in the SEC on the SEC Network later on many of these same stations, Auburn and Vanderbilt. I will have that on this evening. Lover's Guide for College Basketball, Keith, before we go back to the phones, what else is calling your name tonight, hoops-wise?
I think Gonzaga SMU tonight will be good. 10 o'clock tip. I think it's ESPN, too.
That should be
a good one. Southern Cal, Arizona tomorrow should be really good, too.
That guy's moved the bar there, that Enfield guy, hadn't he?
Well, they've been really good so far. We'll see. And then they lose the other night at Arizona State. Their schedule's really backloaded. We'll see if they can keep it up.
Let's go back to our phones.
They still don't play a hell of a lot of defense.
Let's go back to the phones. We'll get as many people in here. And we'll continue. It's important to me that we take your phone call. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Don.
Hear me?
Go right ahead, man.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, I didn't get to see it much of the game because my grandson had an upward game.
How'd your grandson do? Were you charting his points?
Actually, I was. They won 18-8, and he scored 14 of the 18.
Tennessee played a downward game today, Don.
Yeah.
Downward basketball. What a great line.
Maybe, you know, at upper games they have prior at half the time of each game in a Bible lesson. Maybe Coach Barnes should have been having a prayer meeting at halftime.
Actually, no, it is downward basketball because we don't have a prayer. We go on the road.
You know, it's just amazing. We've talked about it all year. I was thinking today, all right, you beat the best team in the conference, even though you were down 21, and you lose to the worst team in the conference. And earlier, I was getting just a few stats there right before halftime. Okay, we came in as the best free throw shooting team in the league. At halftime, we were 6 of 12, but we had missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s, and I always count that as two more misses. So they're 6 of 14. In the meantime, the other team's walking to the line and popping them right and left. Then you're playing the worst shooting team from the floor in the league, and they're shooting 55% at halftime. Something doesn't add up.
No, and they've got 8 turnovers. They have 8 turnovers. At one point, they only had, I think it was 17 shots, like, I want to say 12 minutes into the game, and they had a 6-point lead on us. And
yeah,
they had turned the ball over
shots.
Close to 10 times.
Yeah, they had 21 shots in the whole first half.
There you go.
The only positive that came out.
How brutal.
Statistic. We only had 5 turnovers in the whole game, and we still get smoked.
How about this, Keith? We are 14 of 24 from the foul line today, so every level of play. How about this one, guys? We got out-rebounded today, 41-26.
That's effort, period.
And that foul line stuff, I mean, that's concentration focus. Or focus or something.
Well, that's Baltman missing 4 or 5 layups.
Yeah, well, you know, they in the first half, they got it cut to 4. Had the ball 2-3 times, down 4, and they would miss a free throw or front end, or in Armani Moore's case, he would get a shooting foul and go miss 2 for you. It's staggering. But we are being mentioned, even in the Florida-Alabama game, they were running down Florida's NCAA resume, and worst loss for Florida. RPI 109, Tennessee. So hopefully we can keep them out. If we keep playing this bad, that'd probably be enough to keep them out.
Yeah, we'll drop like a rock after this week.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just totally frustrating. You guys were already mentioned. We've mentioned it all year. If Punter could be playing the 2 full time and you had Lamonte Turner out there on the floor, you know, how much different may it have been, but, you know.
If this is Kentucky basketball, he gets in. If this is Florida basketball, he gets in.
Absolutely.
If this is LSU, he gets in. If it's Alabama, he gets in. But for some reason, he just isn't going to get in. Our history is.
I don't know about that, Tony. I mean, they didn't get in as Cantor eligible.
Yeah, but he was a pro. Come on, man. That was a gray area, black and white, and he was a pro.
Well, the other thing that we've managed to do this year, we sure did wake up them Wildcats, didn't we?
They're pissed.
Yeah.
Now, they're officially, they're on Kellen Winslow plan where he looked at the camera and went, I'm pissed. I'm a soldier.
Yep.
Yeah.
They went in South Carolina's building today and broke the furniture.
They snapped on that, didn't they?
And without their coach, who got booted early.
Mm-hmm.
In South Carolina is another enigma, to say the least, how they can beat some of the people they lose to.
The truth is, they got off to that great start because they play harder than everybody else, and they're not tremendously talented. They're not.
No, they're not.
But they will fight you. And today,
experience.
No question, but when you roll out there, Keith, against a team like Kentucky, and they're playing their game, and you're South Carolina, you're going to the back of the bus. You're getting beat.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking your spot.
When Jamal Murray's that good, Kentucky's a top 10 team.
Yeah, and he is a great player, by the way. A great player.
Yeah, him and that little point guard today just totally took over the game.
No question.
I'm getting older, and I really would like to see something similar to the early Pearl years again.